extra, extra, read all about it. Fruit Loops Pod has some updates for you, and we are going to shout it. Hit it, Beth. Sorry.
That's okay. Anne McClain is a West Point graduate who had become a commissioned Army officer and flew more than 800 combat hours in the Iraq War before joining NASA in 2013. She was an astronaut on a six-month mission aboard the International Space Station when she was about to be part of NASA's first all-female spacewalk when her ex-wife, Summer Warden, a former Air Force intelligence officer, accused her of crimes in space.
I love that show. Just kidding.
In August of 2019, Warden accused McClain of improperly accessing her bank account from the International Space Station.
Huh.
She filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, and her family lodged one with NASA's Office of Inspector General, accusing Ms. McClain of identity theft and improper access to Ms. Warden's private financial records. According to McClain, the bank access from space was an attempt to make sure that there were sufficient funds in Ms. Warden's account to pay the bills and care for the child that they had been raising. McClain had done the same throughout their relationship with Warden's full knowledge. McClain continued using the password that she had used previously and never heard from Warden that the account was now off limits. After a lengthy investigation, federal prosecutors now say that the former spouse, Summer Warden, had lied to investigators about some relevant details, and a federal grand jury has indicted Warden on charges that could result in up to 5 years in prison. Federal prosecutors said they concluded that Ms. Warden never revoked access. Now, Warden claims that she didn't misrepresent anything and she denies the charges. I just thought this was really interesting because I don't know. I think this might be the first crime in space.
That is interesting. But also the aspect of that it's two female spouses going at
right.
it. It's just kind of interesting that it seems to me like you hear you telling the story. There's no there. Like there's nothing there.
Oh yeah, and there's not. It's not.
Nothing down there.
I think so I think it's a couple of things. Yeah, it was because it's in space. That's the big thing, and then it's two lesbians.
Yeah.
So it makes for an interesting story.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's why it made the news. Otherwise, you know, who would hear about this?
Right. Well, thank you, Beth, for that story. I am going to tell you about some COVID news.
Okay.
Just brace yourselves. The onset of COVID-19 has changed the lives of people in the U.S. and other countries, shaping the behavior of law-abiding citizens and criminals alike. According to police officers, there have been fewer assaults. Some criminals are even following government safety guidelines, such as in El Salvador, where gang members are practicing social distancing and forcing others to do the same. By the way, I think it's Brazil where gang members are taking
like
charge
forcing.
Of the quarantine orders.
The rules. They're like, you guys are not following the rules. Okay, we're living in upside down land.
So according to Scott Decker, a professor emeritus at ASU, where people go because they think that they're smart.
That's where I went, girl.
Oh, sorry. I just remember that episode of 30 Rock where Alec Baldwin was like, oh, she's as naive as a woman who thinks that her child is smart because he got into ASU.
Yeah, it has a reputation of being a party school, that's for sure.
So I apologize. Shame on me. Anyway, he's also the author of Burglars on the Job. When we reduce opportunities for crime to take place, crime goes down. The result of less people in public is less crime. In St. Louis, Missouri, last year, there were 194 murders in the city. So far this year, there have been 45. Crime has also dipped in Atlanta, ATL, Peace Up, A Town Down, where police usually have processed 100 to 150 crime reports at this point in April, according to news reports. This year, they have filed only 47. Police in South Africa say that comparing this time period to last year, the number of murders has dropped from 326 to 94.
Wow, that's a big drop.
That is a big ass drop. But police are concerned about a rise in domestic abuse since people are spending more time at home, and COVID-19 gave ideas to some suspects, allowing them to explain away mysterious absences of women they knew. Tony Handy's boyfriend, Christopher Mock, said she could not speak on the phone to her daughter because she was in quarantine. The claim bought the North Carolina appliance repairman some time. Authorities did not catch up with him until 2 days later. At that point, he was shot and killed in a confrontation with police. Afterwards, Handy's body was found lying under a heap of trash at their house, and the case is being investigated as a homicide. More than 700 miles away in Jupiter, Florida, David Anthony tried the same thing. He sent text from his wife's phone. Oh, I don't know why y'all do this. Saying she was ill with the virus. He fled the state and was later charged with kidnapping and murder.
The people using the virus as an excuse for their crimes or whatever. That reminded me, there was another case where there was a hurricane and a guy killed his wife during the hurricane. And I don't remember exactly how the story went, but somehow he was able to kill her during the hurricane and nobody realized what was going on because there was no communication, like all the phones were down and stuff like that. So yeah, this happens.
Well, I would think in a hurricane, like I'm not saying I would do this. I'm just saying like if, you know, I'm just asking for a friend, really. If you wanted to kill somebody in a hurricane, you could like drown somebody, right? Because of all the flooding.
I mean, there's lots of ways. I don't think this guy had actually planned on killing his wife. I think, you know, they got into an argument and he killed her. And then he was like, oh, fuck. And, you know, probably similar to these guys. There was probably a domestic dispute. They killed their significant others. And then they used the virus to try to hide it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird in times of disaster how crimes, you know, what happens in the dark.
Mutate.
In the light, yes. Right. But I talking about that hurricane one leads me to another disaster, Hurricane Katrina, that happened, I think, in 2005. And there were nurses who were killing patients or euthanizing.
Oh, yeah.
And there were also people who were like shooting people like senselessly, like just going around just killing people.
You're and like, so, oh, hoo.
Yeah.
No and rules. So, it's a hurricane.
So, I mean, disasters make people do crazy things, but also so many crazy things are just happening naturally because of the world order that we live in. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying, keep your guard up. Stay safe out there.
Stay in your house.
You really don't know what people are dealing with or capable of when you leave your house.
So yeah, true.
That's
true.
All I'm getting at.
All right.
Thank you, Beth, for those stories. That is the news. And as we always say, look alive, guys. It is freaking crazy out there.